So this is Parsha, last week's Parsha, Parsha Ba'aloyscha. The Pasuk tells us, Kach as Levim. You should take the Levim, you should be Mavdilim, make them separate. And they have a Gevisra Avoida, the Avoida is Lifnei Hashem, the servant in the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash. Kach as Levim, Zesh Omer HaKosef, Hashem Tzadik Yivchon. It's a Medrash, a very, very interesting Medrash. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mala Esa Odom L'Sorah, Ad Sheboichin Oboidek Lai Setchila. Kodesh Baruch Hu does not give a particular person a maimid, a sarara, something of authority, until Kodesh Baruch Hu was boidik them. The kevin shu oimid bin Yisayin, I sense you, the oimid bin Yisayin, who malo oisel asara. Then at that point, the Kodesh Baruch Hu raises them to a malkum asara. So what's the pash? This is the Levim. They had some type of Nisayin, so they were able to be zoicha to this level that Kodesh Baruch Hu was mavda them and to made them to the Bali Avoida. The chenat the moitzabah from Avinu, by Yitzchak, Yankiv, it goes through Mamashi, by Yosef HaTzadik. It's a very, very, very mundane medrash. Because why does it say? Va'av shiftei shalevi. After telling us about Yankiv, about Yosef, about Yitzchak, af b'shiftei shalevi, nosu nafshem al kiddush moy, shal kodesh baruch, shaloi tzibato mea Torah. They were not mevat the Torah. Shebeshosh Yisrael hoi b'mitzrayim, when Klai Yisrael was in Mitzrayim, masu b'atoy b'mila. They were moyes in Torah, Klai Yisrael was moyes b'mila. The kulam oivdei v'edazara, and everybody was oivdei v'edazara. What's the Mashenkim? Mashenkim by Levi, by Sheva Levi. Levi was not Moyes B'bris. They're not Moyes B'Torah. They were not Moyes B'mitzvahs. And they were Oymer B'ni Sayin. V'oy, I'm going to skip a little bit further on. The Gemara, you know, quotes other cases by Yechezkel. You have by, it says by other examples as well. Aval, Shiv Toysha Levi, Kulam Tzadikim Hoyu. V'oy Oysim Asa Torah, but they kept the entire Torah. Shneimar, Kisham Yom Rasecha, Zot Torah. Later on, by Egel Hazav, when the Egel was happening, when Klai Yisrael was nichshav in the Egel, Loi nishtatfu sham shiftei shalevi. Levi was not nishtatif in the chait of Egel Hazav. Shneimar v'yamad Moshe b'shar machane v'yasu elav kol b'nei Levi. V'kevin sh'omar le Moshe suma ishchar b'al yerecho miyad asu chayim v'loi nasu fanim. So the Mamish were, they weren't Mishtatif in the Egel Hazav, they were Oymer Ben Yisayin, oh, tremendous thing. So therefore you see that the fact, the schus that Levi had was the fact they were Oymer Ben Yisayin. Like a couple of just very, I mean, Yezdaiti, two kashas on, one could be more strong, less strong, but it seems to be a little bit of a mother medrash. Because number one, if you could think of like the Spitz example of Shevet Levi being like Mamish Oymer Ben Yisayin, I would not think it's because they're not Mosu Batara, they're not Mevatel Torah, they're not Oivet of Adazara Mitzrayim. Why? Because Klai Yisrael had the oil shibud. And Vibalt the Klai Yisrael had the oil shibud. It's understandable that the Seichel could understand that Vibalt they had the oil shibud. They also had the Nisayans that came along with it. But Shevet Levi, I mean, what else were they doing? What else were they involved? If they don't have the oil shibud, the fact they were not Masu Bamila, the fact they were not that they were not Oivet of Adazara, the fact they were not Mevatel Menatar, I mean, again, they have very little to do. God, it's interesting. The Ran says that his home of Bnei Aniyim. The Ran says Pashup Shad, because since they have nothing else to do, so they learn Torah. in Derech Melitza, what's Shevet Levi else? What else is Shevet Levi going to do? So the fact they're not Mosu Batara, the fact they're not Mosu Bamila, the fact they were not Evud Azara, it's not a grace of Kuntz. That's one. And yet the Medrash brings that as the first Raya. And then the second Kasha, which stems really from the first question, which is Va'oid Shaloi, they didn't do Evud Azara, they didn't do the Egel Azov. I mean, I would think that would be the first raya. The fact that Sheva Levi didn't do like himself, when everybody else lachar was, depending if it's Erev Rav, not Erev Rav, but when other people were doing it and everyone else was nechshal, they b'chal were not mishtatev, and yet the Medrash like almost brings it like an afterthought. Oh, the oy they were mishtatev in Egel Hazav. It's like why is the lachar the first raya the fact they're not masu haloy they didn't have the oil shibud, and secondly the fact that they were not mishtatev in the Egel Hazav lachar that should be the first raya, not the second raya. So I was thinking about pshat. And I was wondering, I said, you know, it's very interesting. People in general, human beings, we're very scared to be alone. We're very scared to be yechidim. I couldn't imagine the Nisayin of 210 years where Gans Klai Yisrael is Oved Azara, where the Mamish Mosu B'Mila, where the Mevatel Torah She'in Kamoyo, and you're still able to withhold and to withstand and to keep your yechidus, to keep your identity of who you are and what you are, that's Taka Grace Nisayin. Because the Teva Shel Adam is that we want to be Mishtatif with everybody. We want to be part of a group. We it's called the herd culture. We generally like to, you know, they talk about this in marketing, right? The things that, with the Michael, Baruch Hashem, we had a bunch of people, a bunch of pictures. And then why do they have like these teams also, right? They have teams. Everyone's a team. and this person donated this, and they donated that, and what, their person's name is here. Because it hits on a certain element of the seichel, which is that I want to be mishtayach to the roiv. Ah, the roiv is doing it, vice versa, it's emes. There's a tevesh al adam that we feel weird when we're alone. That was the greiskeit of Avraham Avinu, being me'ever hayarden, from me'ever hanar. Because why? Because being so different and so disparate from everybody else, it feels very uncomfortable. And people will ultimately finally break. And ultimately will be nichshol. And will lead themselves in that direction because we're so mushba from our environment, especially when the environment is only one way and not the other way. So to be different and to be a yachid is extremely, extremely hard. It really hits on a certain element that people get very, very, very uncomfortable with it. And only the strongest survive. Only the strongest who are able to withstand and to shtel that avek as part of who they are and what they are, those are only the ones who can be oymed on that design. And it speaks of that particular kayach, of that person, of that middah. The koyach of Shevet Levi was that they had that koyach. And they shtel it avek, and they were kind of that middah so much over 210 years, it became who they were. So Mela answers the second question, which is why it wasn't Egel Hazav, the first Raya. Because it was an outgrowth of the fact that they already had that kinyan in Mitzrayim. The fact they already were able to be different. The fact they were shayach to go against the Zerim, Ha'olam, to go against the how the world is. That's what who they were, that's the uptight of who they are. And I think there's actually a beautiful Shema Bini. I saw this actually when it was the first manuscript before it came out, going back almost 13 years ago in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Chait, not Rabbi David Chait. There's another Rabbi Chait who is an Australian who he wrote the editing for this Rabbi Chait's the Shema Bini Sefer. Why the Sefer is, I got this very good shmak, I hold everyone should read it. He when Rabbi Binyamin Luban was a bachur in yeshiva, he used to go to different Gedolei Yisrael, and he used to write down there. You say Avraham Meir Chadash, Rav Dov Katz, Mordechai Zuckerman. So here, it was exciting for me because it was B'tzion Brook. B'tzion Brook was one of the big Gedolei Talmidim of the Alter of Nevardik. And he quotes a very, very interesting shot. You know, Kiyadua, that Lahavchim ben Tzadik ben Rasha, ben Oved Elokim Ashalei Avada, right? It says in Chabukuk. So, I mean, it's like, what does it mean, Lahavchim ben Tzadik ben Rasha, ben Avada, Ashalei Avada? So the Gemara says, it's Mi Shoshana Pirkoi Me'e Pamim, Mi Shoshana Pirkoi Me'e Ve'echad Pamim. So it's very interesting. Rashi says, that it's Gemara says it's referring to the same person. It's referring. It's Ashalei Avadeh. Someone who's not an Oved. It's someone who's not showing a pirko may upon may. How is it shy of such a thing? How is it such a big distinction between? Okay, fine. You're not, you know, Oved Elokim Ashalei Avadeh. But to say that Mamish not shy of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, like you're not connected to the Avodas Hashem. Says Rashi. Rashi says it's Shekvar No Gukain because the Hanhagas Ha'olam was to do 100. Every person says, oh, that's what the Olam does. I'm not going to do 101. I don't want to be weird. Chas v'shalom. Right? I don't want to be different. So someone who's able, says the Alter Nevardik, this is where he learns this Yisoyed, and it passes with the Mahalach of Nevardik, which is to go keneged the Zerem Ha'olam, to go keneged what the Velt does. To go keneged. Not l'shem going keneged, l'shem going keneged. But being able to go keneged. If the Velt is saying, this is how much you do of Ad Kan, I say, no, I'm willing to go further than that. I'm willing to push through and not scared to be different. And that was the Kayach of Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi was unbothered, was unafraid, was completely capable of doing something, despite the fact that the entire Welt around you was completely different. Now you mamash on some chat, the Hilchos Shvut of Yovel, the Rambam, the Bavusta Rambam. Rambam says, if the Kayach, if the Yisoid of the Metzias of Shevet Levi is that he's not bothered, that was the Midah that he was Kayna, 210 years, not worried, not bothered, they were Masu, they were Oved of Adesara. It didn't matter to them, despite the fact that, yeah, they didn't have technically the reasons per se to do it. But if everybody else is doing it, why not me? And for not to crack for that period of time, it makes sense. And what is it? Such a person who's parik me'al tzavar kol chashbonis harabim. I don't get involved in anybody else's things. I could care less what everybody else, what the Velt does, what the Velt says, what the... You know, we live in a world today where people are scared to be different. The Torah, Adar Abba, wants someone who's different. The Torah wants somebody who's willing to be different. This is the Kayach of Shevet Levi. We learn that, and it's shayach to every single person. Every single person could tap into that Kayach. It's moving me'elav that, you know, such a yesod is true for sure, living out of town in the Kayach. Right, you know, we're Baruch Hashem, we're different. Baruch Hashem, we live on a Hibana level. We try to live in a Dahibana level, even though the hashpais, even though the feeling is we're different, and it can feel very uncomfortable. Maybe I should be azoy, maybe I should be like this, maybe I should be more like that, maybe I should talk like this. All these chashbainas are not chashbainas. We have to be B'nai Torah. We have to stand for something. We have to hold that Ramah, that Ich bin Hashem Levi. And Vosei Hashem Levi is Oymed, and he's in Perik of Cheshbonis the Rabbin. Doesn't mean you go lafuke. That's already too nevardik, right? You go like good day. But the idea in the aside is that I'm willing and totally capable of being myself and being my authentic self, and people are attracted to authenticity. And that's the aside of God over there, of being a Ben Torah. Ruchem would talk about this idea. I don't remember the exact Lashon he speaks about in Das Torah, but the Lashon is like almost like that we live in our own country. Where a Ben Torah lives in his own island. You live in a completely different universe. We have different currency. We have different cheshbonos. We live in an entire different reality. And with that, shtams from Shevet Levi.